Siyata D'Shmaya, what the Talmidim are going to experience tonight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help is a fantastic, we call it in yeshivas and amongst Hasidim, a fantastic maimut. What I'd like to do in the next few minutes is try to understand where this koach comes from, the rejuvenation or the appearance, the magical appearance of Hasidus in our yeshiva. You know, I don't have a personal kesher with Rav Weinberger Shlita, but one time when I saw him, it was at Rav Binyamin's chasana. I saw him at the chasana, and I told him the following story, which he was nene from very much. At my bris, we come from Hasidim. We were very close with the Shalshelos of Amshinov. And Reb Yitzchakel, the special tzaddik Reb Yitzchakel, was a tzaddik. And all my ancestors were Hasidim. My father had gone to a Litvashi yeshiva. So he said to my father after my bris, Erve Gainsum a Hasidashi yeshiva. He's going to go to a Hasidashi yeshiva. My father didn't bat an eyelash. And he said to him, Erve Gainsum a yeshiva. He's going to go to a yeshiva. And the Rebbe Zechusa Yogan Aleinu said again, Erve Gainsum a Hasidashi yeshiva. And my father said, Erve Gainsum a yeshiva. My father told me, always, as I was a child, he always told me the story. Everything Reb Yitzchakel said to us was holy. And my father always told me this story when I was little. And I told Rav Weinberger Shlita that I didn't understand. That was the story. But what the Rebbe was doing in those three times was he was breaking down all the klipas of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan against Hasidus, that one day our yeshiva would become a Hasidish yeshiva. The Kachave. But let's understand more than just what Reb Yitzchakel was saying. Why is it that Hasidus has become so important to our tzibur? There's an amazing Ramah at the end of Shulchan Aruch. We're going to discuss a little bit about Purim. Mirtz Hashem will be marchiv a little bit more about this next week as well. Ramah concludes Aruch Chaim. What are the last halachos in Aruch Chaim? Hilchos Purim. Why does it conclude Aruch Chaim? Because what's the last holiday of the year? Purim. Shteit in Ramah, a pasuk in Mishlei. That's how he ends Aruch Chaim. Toiv leiv mishta tamid. That a good heart is always b'mishta. It's a beautiful pasuk. It's Purim. It's a mishta. We have to understand more what this mishta is all about. Toiv leiv mishta tamid. And how does the Ramah begin Aruch Chaim? Shvisi Hashem l'negdi samid. The Ramah has such a sense of humor. Which one is it? What a fantastic paradox. You end Shulchan Aruch with Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Shvisi Hashem L'negdi Samid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in front of us. So which Tamid is it? It's a contradiction. Two different psukim which have totally different connotations. Esther Amalka speaks to the Chachamim of her generation. And she says, Kavuni L'doros. This holiday is something that has to go for generations. Ad kidei kach, that the Zohar says, it's a higher madrega than Yom Kippur itself, Yom Kippurim. But the pasuk says that she asked for, the Gemara Megillah is medayek, a Yom Tov. But it was nikba, as yimei mishta v'simcha, but no mention of a Yom Tov. At first glance, the Gemara is saying that Esther wanted too much, and she got less. Or maybe the Gemara is saying something else. Esther wanted one thing, and the Chachamim said to her, we're going to give you something that's much more. There's a beautiful expression that Rabbi Tatz Shlita says, based on the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara tells us, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. When the wine comes in, the sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. You know what the Zohar means, says Rabbi Tatz? The sod, the essence, the depth of Klal Yisrael, the conclusion of the year, the Makkah B'Patish, The culmination of Avodas Hashem is not Yom Kippur when we're standing like angels in front of God. The essence of Avodas Hashem is Nichnas Yayin. The secret of Klal Yisrael is that it's able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the wine. The world religions tried to imitate Yadus. Islam couldn't handle wine. Christianity couldn't handle sexuality. The soul of Klal Yisrael is the ability to find Kedusha in our daily routine, in our daily life. And the Zman ends, Rabbosei, we'll talk more about this B'siyata D'Shmaya later. The Zman ends with Purim, because Purim is the ultimate test case. Are you able to take all of that partying, all of the gashmias that the rest of the world views as a vice? The rest of the world uses that partying and then sins, and we use it and we elevate it in coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Yayin Yotzeh Sod. Esther wanted a Yom Tov. We're going to give you something higher that's even greater than Yom Kippur itself. We're going to give you the ultimate. And that is Kedusha B'toch HaMishta. Zokta Ramah, Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. A Toiv Lev in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'mishta Tamid. Shvisi Hashem L'negdi Samid. You start off Shulchan Aruch, you start off Yeshiva, you start off Elzman, working on recognizing that Kaddish Baruch Hu is there. The Zman ends, traditionally in the Yeshivas, the Zman ends with the end of the year of Purim, where a person is able to put together the two, the Mishta and Shavisi Hashem, and there is no contradiction between the two. There's no stira. Rav Miller Shlita told me this week, a beautiful Maisa. By the way, just watch the love between Rav Miller and Rav Weinberger. Rav Weinberger was just a few years ago, was an Avreich here in the Kollel. And he still calls Rav Miller Shlita his Rebbe. Rav Miller said a beautiful Maisa, the Maggid of Mezrich. Maggid of Mezrich had a Misnagid that began to become close with him. And he was lit up to the fire of Chassidus. He was lit up. And ironically, as he got closer to the Rebbe, he became poorer and poorer. And the Chassid came to the Maggid and he said, I don't understand. I started to experience around you so much Torah, such special Torah. Yet why is it that I'm going down in my wealth? So Maggid said beautifully, we know in this week's Parshios, the Gemaras tell us that the menorah represents Chochmas HaTorah. The Shulchan represents Ruch Gashmi is Harotza Lahachkim. If somebody wants to become wise, he has to turn to the menorah because that represents Chochmas HaTorah. Someone wants Gashmi is, he turns towards the Shulchan. Says the Maggid of Mezrich, you can't have both. You have to choose one or the other. You can't be in both places unless you're the Bechinas Ha'aron. The Bechinas Ha'aron is the Aron is in Tofes Makom. The Aron doesn't take any place. The Aron is able to be both Darom and Betzafon. The Yesod of Chassidus is this Nekuda of Purim. The Yesod of Chassidus is that Elokus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every part. It's not just Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, that when you're standing here and you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, it's Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. And Chassidus does it in a way that nothing else does. That's what the Maggid of Mezrich is saying. Maggid of Mezrich is saying, is your Gashmi is going to be Tofes Makom? Is your Talmud Torah going to be Tofes Makom? Or is everything, your Amache, Varim, and Shesagidim, everything going to be a Merkava? That's a term that in Chassidus is used. Is a Merkava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being a Tzinar to every single part. Bringing Elokus to every part of life. There's one theme that runs throughout, I guarantee, that Rav Weinberger Shlita is going to discuss tonight. Almost all of his talks. And that is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokus, in every single part of our existence. If you think about it, everything comes down to that issue. Yeyush, a person feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to you. A person is feeling that there's Tumah in his life. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to you. Kedusha is so close to you. There's a Chelek Elokam Mimal that's waiting to be awakened. And Rabosai, it speaks to our community now. I'm about to share with you what I think is one of the most important sociological observations that I think one day is going to be obvious to everybody. And that is, if you track the appearance of Hasidus within the modern Orthodox community, you'll notice that it starts about the same time of the advent of daily internet usage. And 100 years from now, it's going to be absolutely obvious that the two are connected. What's a connection? Ma'in Shemitah Eitzlar Sinai. Internet is one thing. Chasidus, something else. I'm not talking about the bad parts of internet. I'm talking about the fact that human beings today are entirely flooded. They're flooded, they're overwhelmed. And what Chasidus says is there's elokus in everything. Every single bit of information, every single click, every single part of your life could be fused with Avodas Hashem. And particularly in our yeshiva, where the emphasis is not only guys who are sitting and learning Yomam V'Layla, but people who are going out to such muddled lives. The search for a spark that through all of that, to be able to see that there's elokus in every single part of one's daily routine. And that's the spark of Chasidus. The spark that there's elokus in every single part of our existence. I mentioned in the past that Teres HaNigla, Chazal seem to equate to mayim, to water. Sitting and learning a halacha, a person nurtures his existence. Teres HaYesod, Torah HaChasidus, Torah HaKabbalah is a spark. It's a fire. In that room in Mirtzeh Hashem, in a couple of hours from now, there's going to be a fire. That fire is something that you can't explain. It's not something that could be explained rationally. It's not something that's logical. We could explain logically how water nurtures something. How a spark nurtures a soul. That's something that is very, very hard to be able to formulate. How Torah's Hanigla is mashpia on a person, when a person's meshabed is lev and is moach to be omel, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that could be explained rationally. When a person begins to learn, what does it mean to say Baruch Atah, to think about what every part of Jewish life, that's the Torah's Hanigla. The Teres HaNistar is where someone speaks, says something, pulls something out, relates, pulls out a nigan from of 200 years ago, and it lights up something in the neshama. And we need both. The godless of the Rabbeim of our yeshiva, and I have to be frank, I was worried about it. And Baruch Hashem, it's worked beautifully. One can't have just the Teres HaEish, and one can't have just the Teres HaMayim. Without a Melus Batayra, without a Shibu to the Teres HaNigla, so then ultimately, the Teres HaEish is going to be empty. It's not going to have the right context. It's not going to have the right contours. It's not going to have the right direction. Eish could also destroy. Not only does it warm, but people who use Kabbalah in the wrong way, who use even Chasidus in the wrong way, it could be an Eish Sheboyer, an Eish Sheseref, Nodav Avihu, or to put in other terms, Kabbalah with a C in Los Angeles by Maven Yavin. But this beautiful synergy of the Teiras HaEsh and the Teiras HaMayim does haste Avodas Hashem. The Teiras HaMayim is Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The Teiras HaEsh is Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. And Be'ezer Hashem being able to be Mitzaref, both of these things in our lives, could help us to become Bnei Torah in such a muddled and confusing time. A yeshiva that encourages a life in which Bnei Torah go out, encounter the world. We've spoken about encountering the world in a healthy and a kosher way. Unfortunately, there's a tremendous challenge in doing it in a healthy, kosher way. Requires both the Teiras HaEsh and the Teiras HaMayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to hold on those sparks, that those sparks should light up our neshama, that we should be zeicha to be mamshich, the spark, midor l'dor. The amazing thing is that when it comes to the Teiras HaEsh, all you need is one spark to cause an inferno. One spark that started here in this Beis Medrash, that's coming back. And a spark that you could take across the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to be able to be mamshich that Teiras HaEsh and be continued to be omel the Teiras HaMayim.